Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly. From Daytime After Dark, and we have a very special guest for you. And today is Wednesday, the 13th. Wait, why did I say the 13th? Today is Wednesday, the 13th, I actually got the day right, and I'm so excited because we are interviewing Mackenzie Westbone, and I'm waiting for to come on. I'm so excited. It's like a dream come true for me to interview Mackenzie Westbone. I have been a fan of hers for so long, and it's going to be an awesome interview. I've just been waiting and waiting and waiting for this day to come, and it's the 13th today, Wednesday the 13th. And, so let's see, hold on. Okay, Mackenzie's here. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited because Mackenzie Westbrook is here. I'm a little nervous. She was on Passions. Oh my God, she had the greatest love story with Louise. All the crazy stuff on Passions. And we are going to be talking to her about her project, too. So, welcome, Mackenzie Westbone.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm a little nervous talking to you because this is a dream come true. Because I have been wanting you on myself since day one. I've just been wanting you on my show because I'm a big fan of you. And
thank you.
I mean, I didn't watch it every day because sometimes I thought it was a little crazy. But when you were on, I watched it, and I thought you had the best chemistry with anyone you were on. But I thought your character, you know, was always, you know, either getting traumatized or something bad, you know, happened to her, and I always felt bad for her. And you and Galen had this great chemistry. You know, you guys were the super couple back then, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and
we really were.
Guys,
I mean, we were called such good
Celeste.
Friends.
Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Blending the both of your names, I guess. And I just thought you know, you did a great job. And how did it feel for you when you knew passing with ending, when you guys sat? Because, I mean, you know, it was a shock to a lot of people that Paxton was ending, and then they tried to, you know, go over to DirecTV, I think, for, you know, and that only lasted for a brief moment. So how did you feel about it?
We were all pretty surprised because what happened for us was I remember I was getting ready to go to New York to go on, I think it was the Today Show, to talk about the move from regular, you know, NBC to DirecTV. And while I was on my way to New York, I remember a couple of the actors calling me saying, hey, we just had a big meeting with DirecTV. And they said, you know, here's to 30 more years of Passions being on TV. And so it was really exciting. And I would say it was only about 6 weeks after that we were told we were canceled. And it was like, wait a second, what happened? We were just told, here's the 30 more years on DirecTV. And then DirecTV, you know, it became what it became. And it was really heartbreaking for all of us because nobody wanted it to end. We all were happy to keep going. That's why Galen and I kept resigning. You know, we all had such a love of the show, and we all envisioned ourselves being on that show all the way into being in walkers and, you know, 80 years old and, you know, still being Shui. So it was a surprise to all of us. You know, when you get 9 years on a show, you don't think it's going to get discontinued. You don't think it's going to end. So it was a shock for all of us.
Well, I mean, it was a shock to the fans. And, you know, it was like, you know, it wasn't a good thing for you guys to be taking off. And you and Galen, I mean, your chemistry was well. And I really thought, oh, you know, I was a little worried about your job security. But when Galen went over to Dave's, I really thought, oh, they are just going to have her back. You know, maybe Dave will pick her up. And,
yeah.
You know, in my mind, I'm like, well, then she doesn't have to move. That would be nice. And
yeah.
I really thought that's where you were going to go first. Because in my mind, you know, because you were already at NBC, that's where I really thought you were going to go. And when you went to All My Children, as Dr. Riley, which I love you on too, but I was really surprised you went to All My Children instead of Days of Our Life at that time.
Yeah, there was no option of Days of Our Lives. That was never an option. You know, the call that I got was All My Children. And I remember packing up my family and moving to the East Coast and living with family back there and commuting into the city. I was living in New Jersey and I commuted into the city every day. And I love that character. I mean, as evil as she was super fun to play and so different from Sheridan Crane. I mean, I went from this good girl to this like vile, evil woman. So it was a fun change of pace, but a surprise because I thought, you know, maybe there'd be life on Days of Our Lives too. But no, that never came up. And then through the years after All My Children, once that ended, I moved back to Los Angeles. Well, actually, no, I was really homesick and missing home. And I ended up moving to LA, and that's why the character just went to jail. They didn't kill her. She just went to jail. She was caught and went to jail. I moved back to LA, and then things were a little slow, and I ended up going into actually holistic medicine and vitamin therapy and working with David Allen Nutrition and learning. I became a personal trainer and was learning all the ways of the world of fitness and health and beauty inside and out. And then lo and behold, my dad actually went and interviewed for Face Off and mentioned my name as a host. And that's how that came about. And then I ended up hosting Face Off for 8 years on Sci-Fi. And
yeah,
that was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job as the host.
Thank you.
Really a good concept, and you know it's kind of fun, and you know
it was really fun.
Job security, which is really really good.
Well, and it was perfect for what my family stands for. It was perfect. It was a perfect direction. And again, there are no phone calls from the soap world, so you know for job it was absolutely perfect. But the one thing that crossed my mind is I had no backup plan when I did Passions. And so when I went into Face Off, I thought, all right, I'm going to have a backup plan this time. And that's when I started to formulate my makeup company, Westmore Beauty. And I teamed up with an amazing business partner, Douglas Cooper. And he and I created Westmore Beauty together and brought it to be what it is. And now it's sold on QVC. We have now teamed up with Gussie Renker. So now it is sold on direct infomercial, e-commerce. You'll find it through Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. And, you know, eventually we'll be in brick and mortar. But right now, QVC and the infomercials are just doing so incredibly well. And, you know, in the interim, you know, right now things are a little slow for me with QVC. So I get to stay in LA at the moment, which is great through the holidays. Of course, I miss my QVC family and I miss being on there. But it just, when this Maxim thing was presented to me, I thought, well, this will be fun. You know, let's give this a shot. Let's see what this is all about. you know, I love that when people place those votes for the warrior votes, those donations actually go to wounded warriors and it helps veterans in need.
Yeah,
and
that's
thought,
well,
dude, it was a personal thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up next. So you want to, people, you need to help Mackenzie get on the next cover of Maxim, Cover Girl, and all the proceeds go to Homes for the Wounded Warriors Fund, and maybe a home for disabled vets. And I think that is a great idea. And
I love being a part of this. Absolutely love being a part of this. And I will say that I even did a fun little thing that if you spend $25 in Warrior Votes, I'll do a personalized video or a personalized photograph that you'll get immediately. And so there are fun ways about this. So it's not just a competition of being on the cover of a magazine. I mean, that is for us individually a fun part, but the big crux to it is really raising this money and awareness for wounded warriors. And for me personally, you know, if I were to be able to get something like the cover and to be able to speak to, you know, lovely people like you to bring more awareness to wounded warriors, to even things that are of my own battle, dealing with cancer, dealing with Tourette syndrome. You know, there's so many different things that I'm so proud to bring light to help other people. That's the biggest thing for me, is I just want to be able to help others through a vehicle such as this Maxim contest.
Well, yeah, I think that's a great, you know, foundation and everything. And I just think it's kind of cool. Also, besides you doing that, you were on my favorite show, well, one of them. You were on Friends, and I remember the episode. I was so happy seeing you on Friends, and I was jealous of you, of course, because I'm like, she's on Friends, and I'm not, and, you know, that was, you know. How was that?
That was so much fun, and I have to say,
I still watch it in the middle of the night, so that's my go-to show when everything is just going crazy.
Well, that show was so much fun to do, and I have to say, Jennifer Aniston is truly one of the sweetest people I've ever met. She really was genuinely so, so super nice, and I love that she's maintained that her whole life. So it was really such an honor for me to get to do something like Friends. And, you know, that was through the Passions days. Mismatch was another fun one. And then I think right after Passions, maybe during the same time, was also Dexter. I remember doing an episode of Dexter. There were so many fun little shows that I've been blessed to be able to be part of through the years.
Well, yeah, and I really... You know, I thought it was an awesome, you know, show. And when Zoe tried to, you know, get his own, thought his name was called,
yeah.
And he wasn't. And I'm like, Zoe, don't go up there. Don't go up there. Oh my God, you're going up there. And then, you
so
know,
good.
And at first, I didn't recognize you. And I got, you know, I paused it. Because I swore I saw Leslie Kane and, on the show, too. And then I saw you, and I paused it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Mackenzie. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
and
Allison Sweeney.
Allison Sweeney was also on that same episode.
I mean, yeah, I always thought it was genius to do like a soap award on there because Zoe was a soap actor. And I mean, you know, you're getting that close to Jennifer Aniston in my book is awesome, I think, because I would want to be really close to her too. And, and I have to ask you about the Bay. You won an episode, Deliver Us. How was that?
That was really fun. They're a fantastic group. Gregory, I've known for probably a decade now, and he is just an absolute sweetheart to work with. So much fun. We had a blast working on that show, and I am actually coming back for this season. I'm getting ready to film, I believe, November 21st and 22nd. I'm not sure yet, but I gotta look again. They were fantastic. You know, if not to be on one of the soaps that's on regular TV, to at least do something through the streaming process, which is where everything's going anyhow. What better one to be a part of? I mean, the Bay is huge, and it's an honor for me to be Caroline Allen.
I just think it's really cool that you've done so much in your career. Besides the soaps, and you were on The Weakest Link for the daytime show.
Yep.
And I remember this, and that, you know, one that was doing with her voice always drove me crazy for when she's like, "You are the weakest link," and I'm like, "Okay, be nice to people." Mm-hmm. But I just thought you being on there was really cool, and having another daytime show episode was really cool and everything. And you've been in so many. So it's so funny, like movies like Raising Bold for people who want to see. Oh, Star Trek, you were in. And how was those experiences? Because they are so different from your daytime career that you had.
Oh my God, so different. Because the one thing I'll say, one of the biggest differences is when you're dealing with daytime, you're doing like 50 pages a day individually. I don't even know how much it is fully for the day. But I remember there were some days I would do 50 pages, 25, didn't matter. It's go, 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 go. Where something like Star Trek, it's a lot of sitting around and waiting because they would only shoot like maybe a page max a day. So it's a different world. And I did just finish up doing Star Trek Picard. And I can't give too much away, but the one thing I'll say is you will not recognize me at all. I sat in 4 hours of makeup. So you as it gets closer, I'll be able to maybe give some stuff away. But it actually came about through Neville Page. He reached out to me and he said, "How do you feel about playing an alien?" I was like, "Sure, okay." So we had some fun. I got to do something really totally different and outside my realm, which is what life is about for me. You know, life for me is really about continually reinventing. And that's another thing for me with this whole Maxim contest. It's reinvention. It's trying something new, doing something else. And the other thing I love is that, you know, yes, okay, I've already done a bunch of these things, but a lot of these girls and women that have taken part in this Maxim contest that are already have been disqualified or not disqualified, already they're out. I've been talking to a lot of them on the side, and the ones that are in their 20s, they're new to the industry. They don't know. I've been able to guide them and help them. And one of them, I even helped her with her resume, actually, and how to build it up and create a resume. So I love that even through something as simple as this, I've been able to kind of take on a whole other role of helping others, of building their own careers. Even though they didn't make it in Maxim, you know, I'll help them make it in another way, at least get word out there and help support them. And you know, because that's what this world is all about. It's us helping each other.
Exactly. And we have calls because if I take up the whole time for me, I would not be a very good host, but I've done that. But I won't do it today because I'm trying to be nicer. So let me take the first call. 985, you on the air?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us. Welcome.
Oh my gosh, Mackenzie.
Hi.
This is Elisha.
Elisha! Oh my God!
Oh.
Hi. You know, I was going to figure out calling you at some point.
Oh my God. I really just.
You.
Trying. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to cry right now.
I'm the one who should be saying, oh my God, I can't thank you. Okay, for everybody listening, Elijah's been a huge supporter through this Maxim thing. And girl, you have really, really pulled me through. So thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, you know, for Wounded Warriors, it's so meaningful what you've done.
Oh my God. My heart is like racing. Like the little 8-year-old me is like really fuzzing right now.
You're so cute. Oh, I love you.
Oh my God, I can't. I don't have any words.
Oh, but, you're so sweet, Elijah.
I'm just like so, like, I can't, like, I really, oh man.
You are love. I got a question for you, actually, Elijah.
Really? Okay.
I got a question for you. How many languages do you speak?
I actually, I read and write in two languages that are apart from English. I don't speak them fluently like I want to, but I do speak French, and I do speak
French and
Portuguese.
Spanish, right? Portuguese.
It's Portuguese.
Okay, I knew
yeah,
the French, but I caught, because I've responded to you a couple times in French.
Yeah, I wanted to honor my family. Like, we're Haitian and Brazilian, so, like, I just, no
aww.
One, everyone's been, like, you know, really, I guess, Americanized with their language. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to bring that back and, you know, teach my kids one day and hopefully when I have them.
and
hopefully,
sure
you,
you
know, like,
I love that you're doing that.
You know, just make sure that you don't always keep it at one type of, like, thing. You just always have, like, options and, you know, be respectful of language and culture, and that's what
Amen.
I want to teach.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more, and I love that you're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is, like, real. I can't. I'm sorry, bro. Like, this is, it really doesn't feel real. Like, I've been a fan forever, bro. Like,
thank you.
Oh my
it is real. From Sheridan
I,
to FaceOff to.
Oh my God! And I'm trying to tell you, like, this really isn't like a gimmick. Like, I really will go hard for you because, like, seriously, I've been a fan. You, Lucy Lawless, Fran Drescher, like. I mean, those were, like, my hardcore actresses. I've been fans hard down. I watch every little show that you guys play. You guys are phenomenal actresses. And, you know, you also, like, really down to earth and just so giving and loving. And we need that type of personality in the world. Like, it's just, I mean, there's just people that, you know, don't take the passion like they want to. And, I mean, it just, I'm not trying to put anybody down or anything. It's just, there is just people that actually are in the industry that just don't want it or don't, you know, show that they're caring to their fans and stuff like that. But, I mean, the fact that you get to do that every day, and you just take the time out, and it's just such an honor, and I really can't believe you, like, picked me. Like, it's, like, amazing.
I love it. Well, I got to tell you, Elijah, it's an honor for me. It truly is. You know, I did an interview earlier, and I said to them that, you know, you as the fans, you're everything, and it's not just, you know, doing this just because, you know, to for whatever reason. It truly is meaningful. You know, I wouldn't be where I am if not for people like you. You know, and I remember even telling NBC this years ago when I was doing Passions. I would actually sit in my dressing room for 2 hours every day after work. This was before, you know, social media. I would handwrite letters to everybody that wrote me. And everybody thought I was crazy for doing it. And I said, but I'm here and I'm on this show as a lead character because of these letters. You know, these are the people employing me. And I remember people getting upset saying, no, NBC employees you. And I was like, no, they pay my check, but these fans employ me. These are the ones that keep me going. So this is, to me, this is the least I can do to give back. You know, it's this, like we were just saying earlier, this whole world is about giving back to each other. You know, that's what life is about, is it's one big circle. You know, I give to you, you give to me, and it's out of the goodness of our heart, not to get anything in return, but just because that is the way life should work. That's just the way we should be as human beings.
And that's why, like, I will be a fan for life, because that type of energy I find in you. And it's just, I want the world to see it. I really am banking and hoping and wishing that you get to win the Maxim contest because you deserve
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And I'm over the moon right now. Oh my God.
Oh, thank you. There's so much more I have to say. That's why I kind of want them, would love to get it just because I know there's a huge spread that comes with it. And there's so much that I want to share with the world. So I can't thank you enough, Elijah, for all that you do, for all your support, your love. You know, you and so many have just been so wonderful and incredible.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but I love you for life. Oh my God.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Elijah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to bring on David.
David.
Hey, David.
Hi, Mackenzie. How you doing?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a big fan of Passionate. I watch it from beginning to end. Every episode.
Oh, I
love
that.
Episode
Thank
Passionate.
You. What was your favorite?
Well, my favorite, it's been so many. The same way you found me in Paris with the policy was chasing you. My last scene.
Yep.
We were in Paris. The first episode.
Paris is mine, too. I'm not going to lie. And anytime there's a past life. I loved all the past life episodes.
Yes. Yes, it's a great soap. I agree. Dingo was great. Yeah. I'm a big fan of your father, too. I like your father.
Thank you. I actually just had my parents over for dinner two nights ago. I still do it. I'm still a daddy's girl. I always will be.
Yeah, and you were great on All My Children, too. I thought you were great.
You know, I have a funny story with that one, though. I'll never forget leaving the studio in New York one day and running into somebody on the street, some guy, and he looked at me and he said, "I hate you so much," and he spit on me. He hated my character so much.
Oh.
And I said, "Dude, I'm an actress. I'm not really Dr. Sinclair. I'm not trying to kill Annie, I promise."
When you and other weeks did a tangle, I did. I was doing that. Yeah, I did Tangle that. You and Louise.
Loved those. Christy Buss, actually, I just reconnected with her. She was our choreographer, and we were joking about it. She has, I think it's called Ageless Ambition, is a show that she does on the internet. And we were joking about that, you know, we had to learn those dances so quickly. And whether it was a tango or the paso doble, we had to learn them super fast. And it was tough. It was not easy. I felt like we did our own mini Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it was great. I think you're great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm a big Passion fan. I watched from day one to the end of the show. I was just playing when it got canceled. I watched them when it was on DirecTV. And so, who was like with Eric Marcel, Ethan?
What was that?
Okay.
Ethan, your brother. We had two brothers.
Yes,
Trevor
Eric,
Smith and
Eric Martsoff was the last one. Travis was the first Ethan, and then Eric Martsoff.
Yeah.
And I still keep in touch with Eric Martsoff, actually.
In fact,
Lemus, who played Pilar, I just saw her a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we all keep in touch.
But thanks for coming on, and definitely come back.
Thank you. I definitely will be back. Thank you for coming on. Nice talking to you, David.
Thanks. Perfect. Okay, David, I'm going to bring you Bobby on.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Mackenzie. I'm finally getting a chance to talk to you after years of communicating with you on social media.
Nice to be able to talk to you.
Yeah. It would be really cool if you can maybe reunite on days with Eric and Galen, because once they settle their situation and once they get back into production, because because I will tell you right now, that show is not going to end up like Passion for All My Children and go to another network only to get canceled a few months later. That's for sure.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I would love nothing more than to join Days of Our Lives. Well, I mean, now they're on hiatus, but I always had this dream of being able to reconnect with David and Eric, and even when Lindsay was on there, I thought, oh, God, it'd be so great to join them and have a little foursome back.
Right. Did you work with Lindsay on All My Children, or was this, or was she on Days at the time?
Days at the time, because she definitely is not on All My Children at the time.
Right. And it would be really cool to reconnect with Melissa Claire Egan on Young and the Restless, because it would be a great reunion for to be on one of those two shows, Days or Young and the Restless.
I would love that. All My Children was all about me with her, you know, it was trying to kill Annie. So, and then, of course, Cameron Matheson, and, you know, I had all of them as well. I mean, I would love to go back to the soaps. I miss it. It's a whole other world and a whole other genre that people, I don't think, will ever understand, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you ever get a chance to do a Hallmark Channel movie and get on Home and Family, this would be a great way to reunite and reconnect with Cameron.
Yeah, Home and Family, actually, I've done so many times, but he wasn't on at the time. So that he is, like, I got to go back on there because I always did so many different things for Face Off. And, of course, you know, Face Off ends, and then Cameron comes on. It's like, oh, like ship sailing, passing
in the night. You missed your
opportunity. I know. We'll have to figure out another way to get it back there. Maybe the Maxim thing will bring me back. Who knows?
Right. As far as Face Off goes, did any of the contestants off camera recognize you from your soap days or anything like that?
In fact, it was really funny. A lot of the contestants, they were nervous to say that they knew me as Sharon and Crane. And I was like, why are you, don't tell me? I would love to hear this. But a lot of the contestants actually watched Passions because it was so crazy. And, you know, we had special effects makeup. And a lot of them were Passions fans. And it was trippy for them to see me as the host. And I remember even when I first was auditioning, basically, for Face Off, they weren't quite sold on the idea of me as the host because I was a soap actress. And it wasn't until my dad was able to say, yeah, but she grew up in this industry. She was by my side as I was making the pieces for Rocky, for Raging Bull, for, you know, Robert De Niro, whatever it was. So the Mask, you know, when he accepted his Oscar for it, so he was like, she's perfect. She knows special effects makeup. And I actually almost became a makeup artist just to carry on the family's name when I was in my late teens. And that actually is the biggest reason why I created Westmore Beauty, to carry on the family's name.
Right. Well, I know that you was on – I know that Passions was on for a couple of months on Sci-Fi for a while, so that probably was a great idea to just have you in there for those that watched the classic episodes back in the day.
Right.
Well, I'd like to go, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. So great chatting with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put you back on hold. And Mackenzie, thanks so much for coming on here, and I just want to tell everyone, the battle for you ends tonight against the stage car driver person. So I think
actually,
you need to win.
You have
not aged since Passion, by the way. You have not.
It's all Westmore Beauty.
You have not. And I just wanted, I posted on my social media to tell people about MI Trudeau and everything. Will you please come back? Because you are like one of my favorite people. And I mean, if you do another movie or anything, we would love to promote it.
Thank you. I'll definitely be back.
Okay, and tell Lisa, thank you for getting you on here. I owe her so much for this, and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Have a beautiful day.
Okay,
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Carly.
Oh, Carly.
Hi, David.
Hi, Bobby.
Okay. So just this thing caught my eye today, and I wanted to read this. This movie theater will let you watch movies while you are relaxing in double beds. Okay. And it's a new theater thing in Switzerland. Okay. I know none of us are going in Switzerland. But how would you feel about that? I mean, it would be like $49. You know, you would get all the snacks you want. But I don't know. I would love laying in bed. I always lay in bed and watch my shows. So what do you guys think of it?
No, I'm going to like it. I wouldn't do it.
That cinema is supposed to be hitting LA and Denver and Toronto in the next year. And what do you guys think of it? Because I think it's kind of cool.
Well, I think it's a great idea, but there's one drawback to it for those of us that like to sleep. You might end up sleeping the whole day.
Yep, sure will.
And I think they already have that, and that's called sleep studies. Okay.
I mean, I just saw it, and I thought it was cool. And just so you guys know, that no soaps are on today, not even classic episodes are on.
Yeah, we all know that. Yeah.
And I don't know if we will go into tomorrow or if they will
probably
go into Friday. I don't know if they are taking a break tomorrow and then Friday. I'm not sure. I just want to say that one thing I have a problem with this whole thing is, yes, I want him out of office more than anything else in the whole wide world. But, you know, taking off the soaps for this, because you have it on, there will be no dental hospital tomorrow or Friday. So I don't know if that means one day, because someone posted it on Facebook. And also, it will give me a chance to actually cut up on my soaps. So is
me
it
too.
A good thing, bad thing? Is it, you know, is it a good thing, bad thing for me because I'm so behind? But it's also
a bad thing
because we are missing our soaps. Mm-hmm. And I hate that.
Yeah, I had to call all the Raleigh stations to find out what was going on with that situation. They told me that they weren't showing it, or they were showing it on another channel, or whatever. So it took me a while to just get them to just find out what was going on.
Okay. It says, I just want, okay, so they say on Wednesday and Thursday we're still live, impeachment. How can the fans see your soaps? And it frozen on me. Why do they have to freeze on me? Because they didn't like me. So how can you see your soaps is messy, just and it won't let me take you there. So I don't think we'll be seeing on Friday, and you know, I just want to say too. Little prayers go out to Tyler Christopher. he is having a really hard time, and that's probably why we didn't get him, you know, back on either soap, is because he's dealing with personal stuff.
Issues.
Well, my son's heard the whip powder, and if he gets better, and once days get back into possession, he can probably become back from the dead Stefan, and that might make Gabby happy, even though a lot of people don't care about Gabby right now. And if he comes over to GH, he might replace the actor that might be Nicholas if he gets any negative feedback. And so far, it's been mixed.
I've seen Victor's yet.
And also, I also a thing I wanted to bring up. We will be getting our primetime shows tonight, so we won't be missing one in Chicago. Thank God. And number two, Priscilla Double will be on here on Friday night at 5 for an interview. And then
well, I'm calling in for that interview with Patrita Darby because I just found this rain in the forecast for Friday. You move everything.
8 p.m.
our
time.
Right?
8 p.m. our time.
Right. And I'm calling in on Friday because they moved all the football games I was interested in to tomorrow night instead of Friday night. So because of the rain. So that gives me some time to open up to talk to y'all.
Well, so you will be on
8 p.m. our time, Friday night.
5 p.m. your time, Carly.
Yeah, so you will be with us on Friday, Bobby?
Well, they moved all the football games because of the rain and the cold weather to tomorrow night instead of Friday. I just found that out online in between getting a break away from the television because I didn't want to put up with the clown show to begin with, so I just went to podcasts and the internet.
Well, yes, and also I have made a decision that we are off for the day after Thanksgiving because I think I know I'm going to be tired from all the turkey and since all my relatives are coming in town, I will probably be getting home late. So we won't have that day. But remember, there's nothing on that Friday. So, you know, you could always go Black Friday shopping, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun.
Right, and unless Nathan says that one of these shows that were scheduled for this week that's being preempted by the trial ends up moving to Thanksgiving Day instead of a repeat, then that'd probably be the last day of the week you'll see General House on Thursday unless it's on Wednesday. So I don't know how ABC is going to schedule that up.
Well, yeah, and another thing I wanted to. What? Rudy Evans exits Days of Our Life? Rudy Evans will report exit Days of Our Life after the time that we will reveal the her alter ego Audrey character died in a car accident with Will Horton. I am so mad right now.
I'm sorry, Carly. I'm sorry about the breaking news.
Daughter.
Maybe because I'm not happy about it, but at least I could have been saved till after we went off there so he can text us, because I don't know what to say. I mean, I still have hope that the show will be back, but I don't know if I'm going to like a new set of characters.
Bobby, you will. In this last year, and, but it wasn't widely reported, so, and NBC will pick it up, I have no doubt. And my other news before we go is Vaughn Watson is returning to Center Hospital. Yay!
Yay!
I'm so happy. That made me happy. But I'm just saying that we will be back Friday, and then we are busy all week. We have a show Monday with David might die.
Yeah.
He might die on Monday, right, David?
Yep, and that's right.
Okay, and then we have Andre Evan, Trent Dawson on Tuesday, and then on Friday we have David's birthday show next week.
All right. Well, depending on the weather next Friday, I'm not sure if I'm going to make that show, but I should definitely make the other shows, including this Friday. It depends on the weather.
It rained down here.
Yeah.
It's going to rain down here.
And the other thing is, too, and December 1st, we will have Jennifer Batsy here, and hopefully she will be
and Kobe.
Then
we got Kel Brown, number 6.
Yes, and then
and Scott Bryce.
And then
number 2.
And then before you know it, it's gonna be my favorite time of year. It's gonna be Christmas. And the snow is going to fall, and it's going to be pretty. And I just want to say one more time, good job with the Seahawks on Monday night. I still cannot get over that we beat the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are whining all the way back.
And great job on the soccer team for winning their cup. I know the parade was on most of the day yesterday, and you missed out on General Hospital. But luckily you got a chance to DVR it late last night, or was able enough to watch it live last night.
And I just want to say before I forget that Seahawks are playing the Eagles. Oh, why did you have to have a 10 o'clock game? Why?
Where's this? Is this Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday. We are back on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. And also, Maggie will be here on Friday. She had a doctor appointment. So she will be here hopefully on Friday. And let's just have a great the rest of the week, and see you guys on Friday night.
All right. Bye, Carly. Bye, David.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye, Carly.
also coming, and please check out the my show with Mackenzie Westbone, and please go to my Twitter page and my Facebook page, so we can have Mackenzie Westbone on the Maxine cover, and all the books go to charity, and you know, I will see you guys on Friday. Have a great night and day. Bye-bye.